major changes. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The Biden administration will call on Congress to raise the cap on fines for rail safety violations. In a new letter, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he will outline proposals to boost rail safety in the coming days. This as the CEO of the railroad company that operated the train that crashed in Ohio is trying to make amends.
A delegation of state lawmakers is here in town trying to see what they can do to get some of those answers, meeting with local leaders and response officials for an update on what is being done to clean up the toxic chemicals that spilled into East Palestine. This comes a day after the CEO of Norfolk Southern Railway came to town with this message for folks who live here.
This has been devastating to this community, and I want to make sure you understand I am terribly sorry that this happened to the community. Norfolk Southern is fully committed to doing what's right for this community.
The railway has said it is here for the long haul and won't leave until everything, the air, the water, and the soil, is cleaned up from its disaster.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. And gas prices have fallen a bit over the last couple of weeks.
The average price of regular grade gasoline at the pump is down 6 cents in the past 2 weeks to $3.51. And this is after 7 weeks of increases that totaled 31 cents per gallon. Also, this current price is a discount of 13 cents under its year-ago point. March is the first month that many of the U.S. refiners will be making higher-cost summer blend gasoline.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg. Honolulu has the highest local price per gallon at $4.81, while Houston has the lowest at $2.90 a gallon. Plus, the South Korea military says North Korea just fired a ballistic missile off its east coast, and Japan's Coast Guard says more are being fired off. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A leading Republican voice in the U.S. Senate says it's time for America to give Ukraine what it needs to win the war with Russia.
South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham believes it's time to start training Ukraine fighters on F-16 jets so they can be used in battle. The senator also stressed on ABC's This Week he sides with Vice President Kamala Harris, who in Germany called out Russia for its actions in Ukraine.
How can you say that, and she is correct, and not give the victim of the crime against humanity the defensive weapons they need to stop the crime?
Senator Graham says he believes the training decision is imminent and the Senate will back it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And hope is all but over in Turkey and Syria as the death toll from the two large earthquakes earlier this month approaches the 50,000 mark. This as the U.S. is providing relief.
Today I can announce that we will be putting in another $100 million to assist those who are so desperately in need. We've drawn that from the Emergency Refugee and Migration Fund as well as from Humanitarian Assistance Fund.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Meanwhile, two Memphis nightclubs were hit by a mass shooter, killing one and leaving five others in critical condition.
Police say they located two shooting victims who were transported to an area hospital in critical condition. Police say five additional victims who were shot left the scene and were taken to hospitals and private vehicles to get treatment. As officers dealt with that scene, MPD, or the Memphis Police Department, says they received reports of additional shooting victims at a location about a mile away from the initial scene. Upon arrival, police say one male victim was located and pronounced dead at the scene. Three other victims at that scene were rushed to get medical medical treatment for gunshot wounds. And as of now, this is still a developing case. No word on what led to these shootings or if the person or persons responsible for those shootings were known to their victims.
Fox's Charles Watson. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.